Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 344 for Friday, April 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed on Friday, lacking any clear direction as traders positioned themselves ahead of the weekend. Canola was up $2 to down $2, the May contract up 70 cents at $454 per ton. Canola did see some independent strength relative to Chicago soybeans for most of the day, as speculative traders were said to be moving money back and forth between the two commodities to the benefit of the Canadian futures. Routine commercial demand and a lack of significant farmer selling helped underpin old crop canola contracts as well. However, those losses in Chicago soybeans did put some spillover pressure on the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both down, but wheat held on to solid gains. Soybeans were down 1 to 3 cents, the May contract down 1 cent at $9.52 per bushel. Soybeans initially tried to see a corrective bounce after yesterday's sharp declines were bearish from a chart standpoint, though, and the market did turn lower. Large U.S. and world supplies continued to weigh on soybeans as well, with Brazil's crop agency upping their expectations for that country's soybean crop in a report out this morning. Good export demand on the other side, together with gains in soy oil, did provide some support, and soybeans managed to finish well off their lows for the day. For corn, prices were down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 1 at $3.77 per bushel, with some spillover from the losses in beans weighing on prices. Large corn supplies and only sporadic demand kept corn under pressure as well. In addition, forecasts calling for some drier weather across the U.S. Corn Belt this next week also weighed on prices, as that weather should allow producers to start making some seeding progress. For wheat, prices were up 2 to 7 cents, the May contract up 2 to 8 cents, the May contract up 8 at $5.27 per bushel. Any dryness that would aid corn planting is seen as bullish for wheat, as much of the U.S. winter wheat crop is still lacking in moisture. Production concerns in other major wheat-growing regions of the world, especially Ukraine and Russia, helped underpin wheat as well, but the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive to global buyers did limit the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 10th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.